Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and how's everybody doing today? This is Kelly. See, I am hosting for today, Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to be doing card readings. Just a few notes here. Jethro's show, Psychic Jethro, airs on Saturdays now. Monday is Celeste, and she's in the morning. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll be here at 1 o'clock. On Wednesdays and Fridays, Jethro is lining people up, so it's like we'll have different guests on those days and different hosts. And let's see, to get a hold of Jethro for personal readings, you can either contact him at www.jethrosmith.net, or his phone number is 928-284-0437. He's also got a couple emails, psychicjethro@aol.com and jethropsychic@gmail.com. Sandra Green is at yosammy@gmail.com. And let's see. And then there's my info is I am at 719-289-4907 for after-show readings and reports. Also, my email is kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And we have some callers here, so we're going to start right off here today. And hello, area code 503. We are live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. I was wondering what you thought about my upcoming birthday. Maybe you can tell me what to look forward to this year.
Okay, when is your date?
It's 4/14. 66.
Okay, we've got 4. Oh, 14. Cool. That's a good day. I was going to say, there's some debate and stuff, and I'm actually going to ask, do you know if you were born close to midnight or, you know, like the early hours of the morning, or were you pretty much solid into the day?
2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Okay, very solid into the day. All righty. And that year again was 1966. 66. Okay. Let's see. And that's, I believe that's here, the fire horse. All righty. And let me get your name again real quick, if you'd spell it for me.
Yes, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H.
All right. All righty. Well, let's see what we got upcoming here. And what the period you're in right now, it's like, this is called your Neptune period that you're just finishing up for this year. And what that is showing is it's your two of clubs that you're in right now. The two cycle and Neptune twos usually indicate like partnerships, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, and I'm going to advance this for a year here. There we go. So this will show me for that year. Okay, good deal. All righty. And what you've got upcoming. Yeah, and I knew that you were, because my daughter is also born theoretically on the 14th, but because this works with solar time, and it was the year that she was born daylight savings had already kicked in. So because she was born like after midnight, just a few minutes, it's like technically we had to go back and do hers the day before. So my daughter is actually born the day before you.
Wow.
So, and you are a seven of diamonds. And I know the seven people are very special people. It's like it's one of the, I'm trying to think what they call them. There's a special group of cards in the deck that kind of always work together. And I know the seven of diamonds are, you kind of have a very special and gifted life, if you want to say it that way. Okay. And you also have, let's see, as your planetary ruling card, your planetary ruler is a nine of clubs, and it's like that's, and diamonds are about, you're kind of the adults of the deck, and it's like you're in the mundane world, it's about finances, about money, that kind of stuff. On the deeper level, your diamonds is about values. It's like you're kind of here to investigate what this, you know, what life is about, you know, what is important really and truly. And then with that clubs being in your planetary ruler, that is a good indication that you've got a really good mind. And clubs people have a tendency to be the scholars of the deck. They can usually pick up just about anything they want to, and you know, and run with it and do really, really well. I have a club son, and it's like he ended up with a 4.0 in a civil engineering master's degree. It's like we wondered why he never had time to talk to us, and then when he graduated, we figured out why. Okay, let's see. This card is spiritual values. Yeah, that's what I thought. You're the unique card, and it's called the semi-fixed cards. You're part of a special family of seven uniquely different cards, and these people fall into a different category. You got a special mark on your life. You're very stubborn, but you can be very creative. And some of that, the creative side, they're destined to become, you know, millionaires by accessing the high side of your spiritual money card. But as a suit, they're always connected with money. And as a spiritual member, you've always got to maintain a non-attached attitude about money, or you'll have continual problems with it. We find you're either worrying about it all the time or not worrying and having as much as you like. So regardless, many of your life lessons come through the avenue of money. The other avenue is your close relationships, your family, lovers, friends, all very important to the Seven Diamonds person. You've got close ties, for better or worse, with your family, sharing their trials. You've got a high spiritual love nature that often entails making personal sacrifices for your family and other close relationships. There's very little you wouldn't do on behalf of your parents or family. It's one of the most spiritual cards in the deck, and as such, your success comes from approaching life in ways other than traditional or materialistic. The most successful among the Seven of Diamonds people are the ones that live in the faith that all your needs will always be provided, and it's kind of like, you know, so as you conceive and believe, so you can achieve, you know, Napoleon Hill. And that's also kind of what The Secret was based on with Rhonda Byrne. Mm-hmm. Usually you're restless. You make frequent changes in either occupation or location. Your love life entails some sacrifice and sometimes disappointment until you learn to let others go and be as they are. In your spiritual studies, you can find inner satisfaction and validation for your own intuition. Once you're on a spiritual path, everything in your life is put into proper perspective and you can excel in any chosen field. Concerning relationships, for a spiritual card like the Seven of Diamonds, issues in relationships revolve around letting go of personal attachments, which is really interesting, developing a more spiritual approach to love, because that's usually why you get involved in a relationship, is to have an attachment for the person. So it's like, you know, and it's not that you don't love them, but it's kind of like learning to let go and let that other person be who they are and loving them faults and all, you know. You're very loving people, very willing to make sacrifices on behalf of those people that you love. You're bound to have one or more karmic love involvements that challenge you to raise your level of love to more spiritual and responsible heights. You've got high ideals associated with love and partnership, but you're more or less destined to have these ideals tested every step along the way. Sometimes your own stubbornness and independence attracts powerful relationships into your life, ones that teach you important lessons. Seven of Diamonds females, often attracted to and often marry men of the heart suit. And I'm not sure if you're in a relationship or, you know, whatever, what your husband's or what your, if you have another half, what his birth date might be. You also hold some fantasies about Diamonds men. Okay, and let's see what the nine has for you. This ruling card adds a spiritual overtone to your personality, as if you weren't already spiritual enough, along with the desire to be a benefit to others or the world at large. Many with this card dedicate themselves to a noble purpose. It's one of the, you're going to love this one, sexiest cards in the deck, and you may find that romance is a very important area of your life. Mentally, you might have suffered setbacks. In some cases, it could affect your outlook on life. And it's like my mom always used to say, you know, let stuff shed like, you know, water off a duck's back. And it's like if more of us mm-hmm. could do that, it would be good. You're kind-hearted, and others may come to you for solace and a shoulder to cry on. Just don't let them take advantage of your kindness or unfair advantage. You're very protective of children. You want to see them receive the highest care. You may find you're drawn to spiritual studies, and they best explain some of your feelings about life and the occasional mental awakenings you experience. And for upcoming this year, it says you can find your true purpose. Upcoming age 46 this year, there's the occurrence of a six reading prominent in your one of the positions. I'll have to look at that in a minute here, either long-range Pluto result or environmental displacement. And it gives you a special opportunity to find your purpose, but only if you take advantage of it, and you got to be aware of it. Mm-hmm. Some people spend their entire life to discover what your life is about, whether you or not you have some special purpose or goal that their life is about, and whether or not they have some special purpose that they're going to achieve with their time here on the planet. And some people go through life and never find that at all, but you've got this opportunity this upcoming year. And it's like, of course, yeah, and it only applies if you have the desire to know. So obviously you're wanting to know some stuff, so it's like it looks like this is a good year to do that. Sixes can also be frustrating for us because sometimes they represent what they call the static and unchanging conditions in our life, but they also give us special ability to perceive that which is usually hidden from our conscious minds, listening to our inner voice. And I don't know if you do any kind of meditation, but what I've always heard is prayer is talking to God, meditation is listening. We can mm-hmm. receive great inspiration and direction when these cards are present, and you have at least one of them for the whole year, so it'll be a whole year influence. And study any sixes that appear in those prominent positions. Okay, and what you actually have. Okay, in the long range, oh, you've got a two of hearts in your long range. Okay, and a lot of times that speaks about, you know, kind of looking for love maybe, or examining your, you know, love values if you already have those relationships. Your Pluto card for overall is important. It signifies someone or something that can cause a significant change. And that's the Three of Diamonds. Your result card is the Six of Hearts, and combines with the Pluto card to define your big change and challenge of the year. And it could be someone or something that you end up with by your next birthday that's a blessing in your life. Your environment card, interestingly enough, is also your birth card this year, and so is your displacement card, which is really interesting. Okay. And the really downside of this is, like, there's like 35 pages of this that we can go through, because what I do is I generate the whole report, and it's like, and that's usually what I do is, like, for myself, it's like when my birthday comes around, it's like I print these up and I look at them and I leave, you know, space, and I write notes and all kinds of stuff in them.
Right.
So you got a lot of stuff coming up this year, which is really cool.
Yeah, I can feel it. I know that.
That is neat. And it is. The Two of Hearts, the Union of Hearts, it's this year is about you learning what your needs are for partnership, you know, whether you're an existing one or looking for a new one. You just, you know, you are really searching to figure out, you know, what is best for you this year. And your key, like, they have, like, some keywords or, you know, kind of those, like, things you might write on an index card and say, this is what I need to focus on. And your keywords for this particular one is relationships are important to me. I'm learning everything about love and relationships this year. Your Three of Diamonds as the Pluto card, you're striking out in one or more new directions this year. You've got an urge to be creative and explore new ways of making money. You're in a period of exploration of new values that could have you trying more new things than you ever have before. And it could be manifest as working two jobs or businesses at once, or diversifying your current activities or creativity. You're challenging yourself to be more creative, versatile, and even maybe more romantic. It says with such a strong creative force, it's unlikely you'll be able to make any definite decisions about your future until later in the year, or until maybe this year's over and you kind of, you know, take notes on the year and kind of reflect on it. You can kind of, threes also can cause uncertainty and a little bit of worry, and a lot of times financial worries are a common manifestation of this card. But to best utilize the year's influences, come up with some new ideas for money making, and at the same time allowing yourself a more complete form of self-expression, because the more you express yourself this year, the less you worry. And it's like, and again, going back to your birth card, it's like, you know, when you don't worry about money, you have more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Your affirmation on this one is you're exploring different values and ways of making money this year, and this is transforming me. So it's definitely, like you said, a transformational year. With your result card, the Six of Hearts is a result card. My alarms. At this time in your life, the challenges you face have a lot to do with showing you the results of your past actions among those who are and who have been closest to you. It's a karmic influence, tells us you'll be taught much about the law of love. And the old thing was, as you sow, so shall you reap, captures it in a nutshell. There may be more... one or more relationships where maybe debts in the past are settled, you know, whether it's financial or emotional or, you know, whatever relationship type of things. Can also bring you a special gift by your next birthday. This one is, by listening to your inner voice, I find my special purpose in life that will direct me to the highest occupation. I strengthen my sense of responsibility in our relationship and romantic manners. Okay, and then your environment card, and your displacement card are both your birth card, which is the Seven of Diamonds. Okay, that's interesting. Your life is about, this one is about letting go of emotional ties and attachments to money for the duration of your life, so those influences are present every year. And let's see, and you don't really have a displacement card. They're highly spiritual in nature. We know that your life needs to be lived by spiritual principles all the time if you want to attain that peace of mind and happiness. So we got to page 14 of that.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say, what you might want to do is you can either like email me. I'm at kcbirthcards at Gmail, or a good number to catch me on. I usually have it shut off for days I'm doing the show here, but it's 719-289-4907. A good place.
Okay, great.
So, anyway, well, thank you for calling in, Elizabeth. Appreciate it. And it's like, looks like you have a lot of good stuff to look forward to. And it's like, call us back and keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay. And 734. Let's see. Here we go. 734.
Hello.
Hello. This is
Hello.
Paul. And who am I talking to today?
My name is Shane. And I'm just kind of curious about what's... well, I'm born in November. Unfortunately, half of the year is gone already. But I'm also interested to find out the remaining of this year and then a little bit of next year, if possible.
Sure. All right. Let's see what we can do here. Let's see. Let me set this back here for our... Whoops. Oh, stop that. Okay. Let me get your month and day.
Month is November. Day is 25th.
November and 25th. And of what year?
1976.
76. Okay. Let's see here. And I also need to set that because I set myself a year ahead here. I don't want to be in 2000. Oops, and I don't want to be 2011 either. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can get to 2012. There we go. Okay. All righty. So that looks like you're a Sagittarius girl.
It is.
Right on the cusp.
Yes.
All righty. Let's see. And your birth card, you are an Eight of Hearts. Awesome. That's one of the what we call one of the power ones. And
oh, awesome.
Yeah, it is good. And you've also got a Ten of Clubs as your planetary ruler. So let's see. Hearts people are. You have the good fortune to be one of those people that you appear young. No matter how old you are, you appear young your whole life. Of course, provided you take a little bit of care of yourself, you know, it's like you can't go out and do, you know, really, really whacked out things. But it's like, for the most part, you come, you know, you'll be one of those eternally youthful people, which is kind of cool.
Well, thank you.
Eights have a lot of power. You have a lot of romantic power, a lot of power with charm. And the cautionary one I remember with this one is, you have to be careful you don't break people's hearts because that can come back on you. So it's like you have the ability kind of to be, you know, the playgirl if you want to be, but it's like not a good idea because you don't like those karmic things that come back when you do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, and let's see. Here we go. I had our puppy is having a moment in the background there. Sorry about that.
Oh.
The guy went out. She doesn't always have good sense for, yeah, she wants out to play. And let me see here if I can do something to chill her out for just a moment, because
sure,
I don't know about other people, but that's distracting for me. Okay, put the dog workers on it.
There you go. I definitely get it. My dog does the same thing.
Like, the cat's out, how come I can't be? Because it's like, well, sometimes you have accidents, honey, it's okay.
That is true.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, the emotional power card. You have power and love, and you have to exercise that discrimination and responsibility in its use. Okay, you're unsurpassed in charm and magnetism. At the same time, your caveat, watch out for, don't become addicted to the power you wield and use it unwisely. So it's like, yeah.
Mm.
Both karma cards of the Eight of Hearts are sevens, and that tells us they will all see almost immediate results if you misuse your power with others.
Okay, okay.
That immediate karma comeback.
Yeah.
With wisdom and spiritual awareness, you can rise to great heights in sharing love and healing power with others. It's a healer's card, and one who can truly give others the love they need to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an, like any card, it's like there's always two sides. So that's the good side, and it's like
okay.
On the flip side. If you operate out of fear, then you get to be the dominators of children, or you seek to manipulate others through guilt, a withhold of affection, acknowledgement. So it's like, sometimes people never ever get to there, and sometimes people go, yeah, I know that other side of myself, and I have to keep it in check. So it's like,
yeah.
You've got high ideals about love and relationships. Sometimes they're too high to be met. You've got great minds. You make an excellent teacher or any occupation where a good mind will make a difference. You do have to work hard for the money you make, but it can be made and you don't need to worry about it. Many of Eight of Hearts achieve some measure of prominence in their lifetime, especially after 36. Wow.
Wow. Next year.
When rising up in power and accomplishment, with all the power at their command, there's little you cannot do as long as you're not motivated by fear. Always operate out of that love in your heart.
Okay.
Concerning relationships, easily is kind of similar to the Seven of Hearts. You have the power for better or worse. You have to learn to administer with wisdom. And it says usually this might be in your younger years. Usually not that wise until they get a little older. So it's like
yeah, that's true.
There.
That is true. That is true.
And it's like they can be the playboys or the playgirls of the deck. You got the charm and magnetism to get what you want, and you're the ones that go after what you want. In marriage, you can be somewhat aggressive, and sometimes the women have difficulty by having so much power at the disposal because it intimidates guys. Few men can handle this kind of power in women. The men have strong attractions to women of heart suit. They're usually compatible with them, except for the Jack of Hearts, who's sort of the nemesis. In Aries love, you need to be aware of what you do and with whom you do it. So of all the cards in the deck, you will have the swiftest karmic payback from wrong actions.
Wow.
Your power must be harnessed and used with maturity and wisdom if you're to attain true happiness. So,
okay.
that oh boy, I got the power, and it's like, now let's see, can you use it good, or is it going to bite you? Your Ten of Clubs is your planetary ruler. Adds an aura of specialness to your personality, drawing you towards a high position in your work or profession. Many people with this card become known in some way, and others attain great fame. You got teaching ability again. You know, with the eight, you have it, and with the tens, especially, you might be a teacher regardless of what kind of work you officially do. It's like, you know, you might find yourself just always sharing knowledge with people, and that's teaching. You excel in mental areas. Though all this power can also make you hyperactive mentally, creating stress or problems in sleeping sometimes. Like your mind never stops. You might even be drawn toward a career like an artist, actor, musician, something like that. You're very personally an independent person and might have some trouble deciding which line of work to pursue because you got so many options out there and so many things you can do really good at. You've got, where you're at right now, you've got good career influences this year. So it's like, even though it's, you know, like I say, even though it's half gone in November, December, January, February, March, April, no, not quite, you know,
not quite,
you're about, you know, maybe 5 months here. But there's opportunities for you to achieve a larger measure of recognition in your work. And, of course, if you're not career business minded, it won't have much of an effect on you. But for those of you, if you're trying to get more recognition or wish to become better known, it's like this is a year of when some of those dreams will come true, maybe not all of them, but, you know, working on the areas that you want to do. In this spread, you rise up to what they call the crown line sometime this year, and because of this, people begin to pay more attention to what you're doing. You might achieve some sort of award or just become more recognized in your field. A lot of people receive promotions during years like these. Just how it manifests depends on the nature of, you know, of your work or aspirations and, you know, what field you're in. But just knowing that those influences are present, it's advantageous to your advantage to put more effort into becoming recognized.
Okay.
And you can find your true purpose this year. There's at least occurrence of 1-6 in the reading, in the big, what we call the big ones, the long year ones, the long range Pluto result or environment or displacement.
Okay.
Those are the ones that affect us for the whole year. And I'll take a look at that here in a minute.
Okay.
And again, the sixes can be frustrating. It's like they have that that special ability, you know, it gives you the opportunity to find out, you know, kind of what your purpose is. And some people, you know, go their life and don't find that. And it's like, you know, but if you want to know, you can find out this year. And they can also, the sixes can be frustrating because they represent like those unchanging conditions in our life. But they give us a special ability to perceive that which is usually hidden from our conscious minds. And meditation is a good way to come sometimes, you know, get that out. If you do, you know, practice meditation, or if you don't, it's a good mind calming exercise.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Major completion year for you. You also have a 9 in a prominent position this year. And it's like those can be, 9s usually indicate endings, and whether you see it as a disappointment or whether you see it as wonder closing and another door opens. It's like a lot of times the endings in our life, you know, if you weren't ready to let go of it or if you didn't think you were ready to let go of it, you can see it as a major disappointment. But it's always when, you know, like I said, what I was taught is, you know, when one door closes, there's, you know, another door opens or a window opens, there's always another opportunity. And sometimes it's just, it's easier if you can, you know, bless it, grace it, and say, you know, I'll take photos from my scrapbook and put it there. And it's like, but it's not going to be part of my immediate life anymore.
Okay.
And be glad that you've reached that point, that you're ready to move on to better things, because sometimes, you know, we get mired in our past. Sometimes we're afraid to let go of things that have become familiar to us. And sometimes we're not even able to see that some of the things we're hanging on to are no real use to us. But this is your case. You're ready to move on, and by this time next year, you'll be in an entirely new and better place for personal and professional development and expansion.
Oh, wow. Good.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. And that's some of what the 9s. Okay. Your long range. Oh, that's why. Okay. Your long range card this year is the King of Hearts. Define someone or something that's a major focus of your attention. It's neither positive or negative. It's just where you put a lot of your time, place, or attention. And that's a really good card. Your Pluto card is important. It's like that's a 9 of spades. Signify someone or something that could cause a significant change in some part of your area or some part of your life, and define an area where you experience what they call a mini death in your life, you know, a place where you release a negative pattern to make room for a more positive way of life. Three of Hearts is your result card, and that combined with your Pluto helps you define a big change and challenge of your year. Your environment card is a 5 of Clubs, and it represents someone or something acting in a beneficial manner for you throughout the year. Your displacement is a 6 of Clubs, usually indicating an area where you have to pay closer attention to have success for this year. It can be a person or thing, and it can signify some special occurrence only in certain years of life.
Okay.
As your long range, okay, for this year, the King of Hearts rules through love. He's got all the power and knowledge of love and how to apply it and how to use it. This card bestows you with his power, and you can apply this to your personal and professional life with great success. It's an indicator of success in arts or in any business dealing with the public. Just remember not to abuse your power. Rule with love, and everything turns out in your favor. Someone you might have an important involvement with this year. It might be an older man, kind-hearted, good-tempered, has considerable charm, emotional persuasiveness. It's a sign of strong feelings and power to influence others that can either help you achieve your goals or get you in trouble, depending on how you use that. For women, it can mean having a lover or man of your dreams this year. It can be a sign of marriage. Let's see. Your key words is, I have mastery over my emotions. I have mastery in all my relationships this year. And for your Pluto card, that's a 9 of spades. That's the most challenging card. It's a 9 of spades. Can indicate a year of losses of many kinds. It'll be a year of completions and endings. You might lose one job and, you know, pick up another one. You might have to contend with lingering health problems that force you to change your, you know, dietary habits. You might lose someone to death, you know, and it's like that might not be, you know, easy transitions. But for some people, transitions and changes of a dramatic nature are very hard to deal with. And it's your attitude that all that's happening for good reason will go a long way towards getting through this year with sanity and peace of mind. What's being called for this year is for you to kind of let go of important parts of your lifestyle that are not really necessarily good for you or those around you. Whether you can see it or not, you've reached a point of completion in those areas, and you kind of need to move on. If you resist, it'll seem like those endings are being forced on you. But if you look at it as a year of completion, it's kind of like graduation from high school. It's like I'm you know, preparing for a whole new chapter of life. It's like next year will be one of new beginnings and lead you in an entirely different direction that's better for you on all levels.
Okay.
And for this one is, you're transformed by the endings of relationships, jobs, or lifestyle habits that are occurring in my life this year. I release everything that's been holding me back, and in doing so, I set myself free. So it's, you know, it looks like disappointment maybe on the surface or things you don't want to happen, but, you know, the end result is kicking and screaming. It'll take you in someplace better if you let it.
Oh, yeah, so you're right.
For your result card, the Three of Hearts is your result card. Your efforts this year be of having more friends and maybe lovers, romantic relationships in your life. You've been developing your ability to meet others, communicate, share yourself. The Three of is a number of expression. Put that three in the hearts and chipmunk's good. put that in hearts and you're developing your ability to express your feelings and emotional and romantic needs. And as you complete this year, you find your efforts have paid off. If you cannot handle having so many people in your life, you may experience indecision and worry over love. So you kind of look at that. You look at the Pluto card, which is the Nine of Spades, and kind of figure out some of that, how that works.
Okay.
Your affirmation with this one is, I'm getting clearer about what I want in relationships through experimentation. I end up with maybe two love interests and a better ability to express my feelings to others. And it's kind of finding out, you know, what's important to you in terms of relationships. Your Five of Clubs is the environment card. There's travel, moves, changes, other things that's going to bring benefits into your life. You're experiencing a broadening of your mental boundaries and perspectives that will alter the way you see yourself in your life. And let those happen because they're a necessary part of your own progress and development, kind of like plants. You know, it's like if plants resisted growing, where would they be? It's like, you know, so with people. It's like we have to grow and change and be positive, you know, and all those different things. Okay, welcome opportunities to travel this year. They'll bring blessings. And at the same time, be open to new points of view, beliefs, and perspectives.
Okay.
You're displacing the Six of Clubs. It could be a year when you learn the value of doing what you say you're going to do, along with the value of peace and tranquility in your life. And the Sixes are karmic and balancing cards that cause debts from the past to be paid. Don't be worried. This is a very favorable position for success in work, and one in which you overcome problems that present themselves to you, and it's a good possibility of professional recognition and reward.
Okay.
And then, like I say, the heck of it with these is like I print these reports up, you know, that's what I go off of here. And we got 35 pages.
I know.
Just kind of did highlights for the first 14 there. Okay, so. A good place to get a hold of me is just, you know, shoot me an email at kcbirthcards, kcbirthcards@gmail.com, or my phone is 719-289-4907.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's like that's I've got other folks waiting here have been really patient and stuff, and it's like so. We'll call back again. It's like
thank you so much, Callie, for your time.
You betcha. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye. Okay, and thank you very much for 832. You have been holding for us, and we are live with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you today?
I'm good. This is Melissa. I was calling to see if I could get a reading.
Sure, you betcha. Just need your month, day, and your birth.
3/11/74.
Okay, 3. Oh, you just had yours last month. All righty. That's a good time to start out at the beginning of the year. You don't miss a lot. Oh, cool. All right. You are, oh, wow, you're a double queen. Your birth card is a Queen of Diamonds, and your planetary ruler is the Queen of Spades. So you've got double queens with you. That is awesome. Okay, and let's see what's coming up here. I know queens are this is off the our deck of 52 cards, so it's like obviously the jacks, kings, and queens are in what's called the royal court, so it's like that's really cool. And you have a tendency to, I'm going to say with double queens, you have a tendency to mother everybody you meet.
I do. That's right.
You're one of those that it's like if you got room and space for it, if you lived in the country, you would have a menagerie of critters, too, that you were always healing up. Oh, let's see here. And diamonds talk about our values. It's like, well, on this plane, they talk about money. But it's also our deeper purpose in this life is finding our true values in life. And it's like, and what's important. And it's like the diamonds are what's called the adults of the deck. It's like the hearts are the young people, and the clubs are the scholars, and the diamonds are the young people. It's like even as children, diamonds children don't like to be treated like children. So it's like if you have any, you as a child probably were going, "Mom, don't treat me like that. I know this." I had two diamond children. They hated being treated like children. It was pretty amazing. And that is, it's called the philanthropist card. Like some of the other cards in deck, the Queen of Diamonds has a lot of indecision about values because you got a Three of Diamonds karma card. Sometimes you have difficulty deciding what you want most. You like variety, you're very creative and resourceful, unless you're worrying about money, which you often do. Queen of Diamonds has expensive tastes. When they get money, they like to spend it on items of high quality and usually high price, you know, but it's like what my dad taught me was like buy something good because it lasts you for 50 years. So it's not all bad. But for this reason, sometimes you spend beyond your means and perpetuate your financial fears, unless you've taken some money management courses and got a grip on that. But despite of all that, you're one of the most giving cards in the deck. You might represent the rich aunt or grandmother that takes you shopping for some new clothes. All are philanthropic, but can be ruthless if you cross them. So don't get on your bad side. Queen of Diamonds is known to be charming and enjoys finer things in life. Pretty consistently, you like new adventures and sometimes relationships as well. You've got an innate good business sense and the talent of being able to promote products or services. So if you're an entrepreneur and, you know, doing stuff, even if it's like, you know, arts and crafts, you probably, you know, can hit those up. But you can excel in many areas and have good leadership abilities. Regardless of what you do, you're a queen, and you tend to mother or nurture others in your work and lives, wherever you're at. You've got a naturally critical mind, capable of doing intense analysis and planning. And at the same time, the flip side of that is you got to watch that you don't become negatively oriented when things don't turn out as you plan. And then, a Queen of Diamonds can become very negative and critical of others. So you just got to kind of watch that one. You need to practice a positive attitude to counterbalance that. If you adopt a spiritual path in life, you can realize a special mission and achieve the heights of spiritual realization and self-mastery. They call that the Queen of Spades and Neptune. They also have a soul connection with many of your ancient sciences. Natural attraction to ancient mysteries and secret knowledge promotes the study of eternal truths, which help alleviate many of your mundane problems. If you're dedicated to a higher goal, there's no limit how high you can climb in your life. Some of the world's wealthiest people have been and are the Queen of Diamonds people. In relationships, you've got some of the most difficult challenges in the area of love. A lot of times queens are headstrong and proud, fond of variety, afraid of being abandoned, like we all are, and having the power to get what you want when they want it can be a troublesome combination. And depending on, you know, this is not true of everybody, but it just kind of says sometimes three or more marriages is common for this card. And even when you seem happily settled down, it's usually only temporary. But there's been exceptions to that rule, and I've seen those. You're quite charming, have a lot of bit of charisma, makes it easy for you to start new relationships. Your challenge is sustaining the relationship once it's started. You usually get your wishes for better or worse, so it's like you have to live with consequences of what you want and desire. So this is like, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it.
Right,
that one.
Right.
Queen of Spades is your planetary ruler. Makes you a hard worker and a person who cares for others in a motherly sort of way. It's like, say, you got that double motherly moment going on. You probably get some very good organizational skills in this card and attracted to work that others would find distasteful sometimes or, you know, oh, I wouldn't want to do that, but it's like, yeah, that's all right. But it adds a strong work-oriented nature to your personality, and you might have to be careful you don't find yourself in a position of drudgery or struggle. You can also be a very tough boss. On the spiritual side, this is the highest card of self-mastery, giving you a special opportunity to experience enlightenment and mastery of your life through self-reflection and understanding. Let's see here. You get, at age 38, you get a wish fulfilled this year. Your planetary ruling card falls in a position that's governed by the planet Jupiter, and that's the planet of good fortune. You've got a certain amount of good fortune, and you'll see at least one of your important wishes fulfilled at the same time. It does not mean every problem in your life disappears or that everything is easier, but it does mean that some things come easier to you and something you want will manifest itself, and that for the most part is going to be a year of prosperity and abundance. Though you might have challenges in other areas, there's going to be a lot to be grateful for. Magnify that prosperity by receiving it and giving thanks. And I don't know if you've seen the movie called The Secret. This one of the presenters in there says that every time when he gets out of bed in the morning, his feet hits the floor, he, you know, says thank you, thank you, thank you, like all the way to the bathroom, you know, doing the morning routine and stuff. But the attitude of gratitude and being thankful for what you have tends to bring more of it. And you can find your true purpose this year. There's the occurrence of a six in your reading in a prominent place. Man, we've had a lot of people with that today. And it's either in your, you know, it's in the long range. It might be in your birth card or your planetary ruling card spread. But it gives you the opportunity to discover what your true purpose is for your life this year. And, you know, some people search their entire life to discover what their life is about and whether they have a special purpose or goal, and sometimes people never find it. But because of this, if you're aware of this, you will have a special opportunity to discover what your purpose is. And it only applies, of course, if you want to know. If you're not that interested, then it's probably just going to manifest as a year of steady progress towards your existing goals. Sixes, again, can be frustrating because they represent static and unchanging conditions, but they also give you a special ability to perceive what's usually hidden from our conscious minds. I'm studying any of the sixes, so we'll see where, take a look where those are. Let's see. All righty. That section. All righty. Whoops, that. Now let me do there. Okay. Your long-range card for this year is, looks like the Ten of Spades. It's the most important card of the year. It defines someone or something that's a major focus of your attention. It's not a positive or negative thing. It's just a place where a lot of your time or energy or attention is going to be spent throughout this year. Your Pluto card is very important in the yearly spread. It signifies someone or something that causes a significant change in some part of your life, and it defines an area where you experience what they call a mini-death in your life, a place where you release a negative pattern and make room for more positive. And that one is a Four of Clubs. And fours, I know, are about stability, and clubs are a lot of times about learning. It's like the clubs tend to, you know, allow us to learn things like really easily and quickly. Your result card is the Jack of Clubs, and that combines with Pluto to show you your big change and challenge of the year. Your environment card is a Five of Spades, and that represents someone or something that will act in a beneficial manner for you throughout the year. It's an area where things will come easily to you, someone or something to be grateful for, and it's always a good thing regardless of what card it is. You collect good things from this card all year long, as you do with all of these. Your displacement card usually indicates, that's a Seven of Hearts, indicates an area where you'll have to pay closer attention in order to have more success for this year. It can be a person or thing that requires you to give them extra energy or attention for that to be a benefit in your life, and can be also signify special occurrences that only come in certain years of your life. The Ten of Spades as the long range. It's one of the best cards for success and satisfaction in work and health. So you can bet you're going to have to work for it, because spades are always about work. Think of the spade in the garden. You work with that puppy, I'll tell you what. With that powerful card present, though, it's advised you make a list. You know, kind of make your wish list of all that you want to accomplish this year and get working, and it's kind of keep that up, and it's like, and you'll be successful with it. Kind of make your check-off list and say, here's what I want to do, and it's like, and you just kind of systematically go for it. At times, you're going to feel like all you do is work, 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 work. But for the most, the rewards is more, you know, is more than worth the effort. Success is related to groups. So it's like whatever, you know, opportunities you have to work in groups. Your keyword for that is a year of hard work and major accomplishment. Success with groups is assured. Make your wish list. Be willing to work. With the Pluto card, that's the Four of Clubs, it's a year to achieve strength, stability, and satisfaction in one or more areas of your life. And help your whole life kind of settle down and be more contented. You might be learning a new subject or trying to focus your energies into more of a single direction, and you might be learning how to get organized or taking a more practical attitude toward personal and professional areas. Satisfaction of mind is one of your goals this year. Whatever contributes to it will take a higher priority in your life. You need a lot of strength of mind to accomplish this goal, but that's, you know, that's helped out by that 10, because that 10 of spades is like really helps people focus your mind. At times it might seem really difficult. At times other people in your life may see you as being too stubborn or fixed on your purpose, but, you know, that's kind of what goal things are. It's like, you know, you just kind of keep, you know, it's one of those things where you make your index card, you paste it on the bathroom mirror, and it's like every day you say, what, you know, you look at it in the morning, and it's like, and in the day you say, what steps did I take this day, you know, to achieve my goal and achieve my purpose. But just who the peace of mind is related to specifically might be revealed by the result card. Okay, let's see. Your affirmation is, I create stability and satisfaction in my life. Achieving peace of mind and contentment transforms me. Your result card, the Jack of Clubs is your result card, is connected to the challenges represented by that Pluto card, and you're going to achieve more creativity and success in a mental field. Could be success as a writer of some kind. You know, maybe if you had the urge to write your biography, your kids' books, or, you know, how-to book or something like that, might be a good year to do that. In the process, you may be transformed by exposure to new forms of communication or information that advances your thinking into the current age of advanced technology. Be prepared to move ahead into unexplored areas of knowledge. It's also a powerful indicator you could end up with a younger man in a club suit by your next birthday if you're not already, you know, in a relationship that you're happy with. But whether it's just, you know, a friend or, you know, significant other or family member, there's strong indication that the two of you will be joined in some meaningful way by year's end. And a lot of times it can be, you know, like I say, if it's not your personal stuff, it could be, I've seen people, you know, have like, you know, business partnerships or, you know, mentoring things or things like that. So your affirmation for that one is, I achieve success as a writer or idea person in one of the mental fields. I revolutionize my thinking, because that's where we always start with, is like, you know, the only person you can truly change is yourself. So that's where you start with. Your environment card is your Five of Spades. Most all changes and opportunities to travel will bring blessings of one sort or another this year. Includes changes in business, lifestyle, living situations, work, or residence. If you just accept those changes, look for opportunities to travel as indicators of where to go for more benefits in your life. And it could be an important transition year for you and one that leads you up to one step towards a more expansive and freer lifestyle. And your displacement card, you are displacing the Seven of Hearts. Being associated with the card of unconditional love will bring you many opportunities to experience a higher form of love with those who you're closest to in your life. Usually you can expect challenges of an emotional or affectional nature as you learn the lessons of letting go, letting others be as they are. Because, you know, it's that remembering things like, you know, you can't change anybody else. You can only change your attitude or your perception of how they're acting. However, if you're already, you know, loving others without attachment, it can be a year of, you know, major enjoyment and the freedom of giving love to others. Okay, so you're actually in your Mercury period, because that started on 3/11 and it goes till May 2nd. Your direct card for that is the Seven of Diamonds. Your vertical card is Two of Spades. And it's like we kind of do a miniature one here, and it's like, and I've got other callers kind of waiting here. But one thing you could do is, if you want to go ahead and shoot me an email, I'm at kcbirthcards@gmail.com, or my phone is 719-289-4907. Because what this does is, the reports print out. Yours is like 34 pages of this. It's like that's usually what I do. It's like I at the beginning of my year, it's like I'll print this thing. And it's like I go through and I look at it. But it's really cool to have it at the beginning of the year, so you can kind of see stuff that, you know, like you say, is upcoming. Because you got in your Venus period, which begins on May 2nd, you got the Queen of Hearts and the Ten of Diamonds. And it's like, a lot of times the Hearts cards, especially the Queen of Hearts, is, you know, talks about being a marriage card, you know, or romance card. So it's like maybe things coming into your life at that point. Okay. Well, anything I can answer other than that for the moment? It's like, other than say, you know, I'm here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and maybe call back and, you know, do the rest of the story, or, you know, get a hold of me otherwise, and we'll figure out the rest of the story.
I just want to tell you how amazing your reading is. Everything that you said is just right on target with me. I've been kind of going through this whole life review period of myself and making a lot of journals, you know, like journaling,
cool,
what I'm thinking and changing my mind. And I was
cool,
even thinking to myself, you know what, a lot of these strategies and things that I'm putting into this journal, I was thinking, you know, I should eventually put this into a book. And
cool,
it's just absolutely amazing that you were just right, hit the nail on the head with all of that. It's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
It tells me that the guys who created this card system like 20,000 years ago knew what they were talking about.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for all of your time.
You betcha. And feel free to call back and let us know how your, you know, how your year goes. It's like, you know, we like to hear from people, and it's like, you know, call back in. It's like we're here. There's somebody here every day of the week. It's like Jethro, who is our main guy. He's really good. He's on Saturdays, and it's like, I'm not sure, he's kind of flopped the time around a little bit. It's like, it's 10, 11 o'clock, something like that. But if you call in that same number, it's like it'll tell you, you know, when the days are and that kind of stuff. We have Sandra Green on Sundays. I'm here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We've got a really cool gal from Sedona on Mondays. And then Jethro kind of leaves Wednesdays and Fridays open for what he calls surprise guests and surprise hosts. So it's like, but there's somebody here every day. So call us back again.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Have a great day.
You betcha. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. And thank you very much. 704, you've been very patient. Appreciate that. We are live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, how you doing? This is Jeff.
Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to also get a kind of a reading to see about where my year is going to go.
Okay. What is your month, day, and year?
My month is February 5th, and it's 1969.
February 5th. You're an Aquarius. All right.
Mm-hmm.
5th. That was 19. Say that again. 19, I'm sorry.
69.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's funny, because I'm February 7th of 59.
Okay. 10 years later.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. You got a Seven of Spades birth card. That's awesome. And your planetary ruler is Two of Spades. All righty. Well, let's see what you got coming up here for you. And it's like, yeah, you're like me. It's like we just passed out of the Mercury period, and it's like running into the Venus period here. So let's see what life is happening for you this year. It's like, wow, sevens I know are always the spiritual numbers, and I know spades, we are the old people of the deck. This doesn't necessarily mean that we are old all the time. It just means you look at life sometimes in a little bit different way than maybe some of those people, you know, that you have as friends who are hearts, and you go, how come you act like such a kid all the time? It's like, and they go, how come you are such an old whatever? It's like, you know, well, I'm only 20. It's like, okay, fine. And that two of spades, it's like you like to be in relationships. It's like twos generally like the relationship. And again, the spades are hard workers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's let's see, I'm trying to think. And your in Chinese, your the rooster too. So it's like I've got a niece that's that year. And it's like, and usually it means you like to do things kind of with, I'll say, flair, with some flamboyance. You know, it's like. Kind of like
right.
I think it's a barnyard rooster, and you know, kind of go cock-a-doodle-doo, pay attention here. It's like, alrighty, oh, that's cool.
Right.
Your seven is it's the card of fate, and it's regarded as the most spiritual card in the deck. And you can have great success in your life as long as you do not regard the wisdom that is intended to guide you through your life. You're here to learn to trust and keep faith in spite of circumstances, no matter you know what goes on over you. And it's like, that's a really funny one. Don't know if you're much of a Bible reader, but if you turn to Psalms 91. There's one of the verses in there. It's like, I don't remember it offhand because I usually just read the whole of it, and it's like somebody taught me that as a prayer. It's like, you know, put your own name in there. But it talks about, you know, there would be thousands of people falling on one side, and, you know, 10,000 on your left and whatever on your right.
Right.
It's like, and to you it doesn't come near. So it's like, you know, stand in the midst, and it's like watch life unspool around you. But no matter what's happening around you, have, you know, trust and have faith in spite of your circumstances.
Okay.
Your main challenges is going to come in the area of work and health. Underlying King of Diamonds dictates you need to live those higher values if you're going to have the blessings and power that's inherently available to you. The same King of Diamonds gives you a lot of inner strength and the tendency to push things at times. And the King of Diamonds is the only one-eyed king in the deck. So sometimes it's like, and I understand that one because, you know, sometimes you have that one-eyed view of stuff and it's like it's really hard to take a step back and say, can I look at it with both eyes? Can I see both sides of the coin? For that reason, it says Seven of Spades, you got to watch out for a tendency to be one-sided and subjective in your communication with others. You got to learn to kind of maybe listen more. Seven of Spades puts you on the line. You need to think, speak, and act from a higher perspective, or you suffer innumerable ills, sometimes physically oriented. A lot of your problems translate as ailments, accidents, or other physical afflictions. Your life path is one of the better ones in the deck. You've got a lot of talents you can utilize for success and satisfaction in your life. Many become prominent and successful. Even your Saturn card, the Four Diamonds, is a symbol of protection and security. Nothing can really hurt you except your own self. You know, you can be your own worst enemy if you let your fears and doubts take over. You're protected by a high spiritual force, but it's got to be actualized by aligning your actions with the highest truth and motives. And once you do, your lives assume what they call a magical quality. You know, it's like that face trust and pixie dust. You know, it's like, in, you know, think of the Cinderella, the fairy godmother there. Many take on a special mission to help the world and are unlimited in the good you can do. Those who are stuck on self-centered thoughts and motives are going to suffer to some extent. So you need to get, you know, as they say, beyond your own nose. You got to live with what you know. Follow your intuitive guidance. Many marry into money or receive support from romantic associations. You can always do well if you work hard and maintain honesty. Big things. Nothing can stop you but yourselves. That's, again, that's really important. You've got some of the better marriage karma of the cards in the deck. Benefits of marriage can extend into both financial and spiritual realms. You're attracted to those of financial means and mental power, and you need to watch a tendency to give too much importance to the financial aspects, in which case your lack of higher values can bring you more problems than good. So it's like one of the old things is like, if you have health, you can always get wealth, but if you don't have your health and, you know, whatever, it's like nothing else really matters. So it's like you can always, you know, work on that. In spite of good marriage karma, oh boy, here's the flip side. You cannot escape from the challenges of your birth card, which impinge on all areas of life, including love. You might be overcome by fear even when you have all the things you wanted. You got to learn non-attachment, which is like, it's really an odd thing to say, because, you know, one of the reasons you get married or get involved in a relationship is like, you know, you want to be attached to somebody, and it's like, and yet, you know, what they mean is like, don't pull things on them like, you know, trying to make that person be a puppet on a string. It's like you've got to let them be that person that they are and love them for who they are, which is like, you know, I'm like going, yeah, okay, right.
Right.
I've got five kids, and I've watched all of them and really sucked myself in going, I've got five totally individual people there, and it's like you sometimes, outside of their physical resemblance, would never know that they are separate. It's like they have totally diverse whatevers. And it's like, and when you get past the fear of that, and you go, oh, my God, they're going to ruin themselves, it's like, and they don't, it's like, that's good, you know, but it can be also that same way in a, you know, marriage relationship or a, you know, significant other. It's like, you know, where you look at that person, you kind of go, oh my God, you're scaring me. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, it's okay, I will hold my breath until I, you know, get myself back in balance again. It's good.
Well, I understand. I'm getting a little better than that. A little better at that. Not perfect yet, but a little better.
Well, and it's like, to quote one of my favorite comedians, Bill Ingvalls, it's like, I don't know if you follow him, he goes, you know, he says, if I had a job for 20 years, and it's like, and I wasn't perfect at my job, there'd be something wrong. He says, you know, I've been married for 20 years, and he says, I don't understand women any better than the day I first met them. So there's that side, too. But your planetary ruling card, Two of Spades, is your planetary ruler. This ruling card gives you a strong urge towards friendship and partnerships. You tend to create situations where you can work or play with those you call friends. You're a good friend yourself, and, of course, that's part of Aquarius, too. It's like it gives you a very logical mind, can give you special abilities in the workplace. You can be drawn to computers or other areas where clarity of mind is a requirement. Two of Spades can also bring some uncertainties in relationships, maybe some fears about love or marriage got to be faced and acknowledged before you find happiness. But your mind is well-developed. Sometimes you ignore your own needs and feelings, which are essential in developing harmonious, intimate relationships. And it's like, I can unequivocally say that as an Aquarius, you know, it's like a lot of times people look at you and they kind of go, do you have any feelings? I'm going, yes, I do. It's like, you know, but that's not necessarily what you feel, you know, your inner world and what you project in your outer world are not necessarily the same things. It's like, and that's a really hard one sometimes to get a grip on.
Right.
At 43, this is a major completion year for you. You've got a nine card in a prominent position, whether it's a long-range Pluto result or environment or displacement, and that's going to be a year in which you achieve an important ending in your life. It can be in the birth card. We'll take a look at that in a minute. Endings can be seen as disappointments if you disregard their true meaning. In truth, they represent like graduations and chapters of our life that were important, kind of like high school graduation. It was important while I was there, and it's like you graduate, and it's like, you know, if the one door closes, another one's open. But they're, you know, so it's stuff that's no longer helpful for your personal growth and development. What's beautiful about endings is the wonderful freedom we feel after we've passed through it and we're on to our next stage of work and development. Whatever the nature of endings in your life are this year, be glad that you've reached a point in your development, you're ready to move on to better things in relationships. Sometimes we get afraid to let go of things that have become familiar. You know, we get comfortable with stuff and we're in our comfort zone and we don't want to do that. But rest assured, you know, it's like, even if we're not able to see that, you know, sometimes the things that we need to let go of are no longer going to be used to us, really that is the case. It's like you're ready to move on. By this time next year, you'll be in an entirely new and better place for your personal and professional development and expansion. If you've got more than one occurrence of a nine, so we'll see, take a look and see what nines are in there, because they really talk about that. Okay, and the long range, okay. Your long range card, these affect like for your whole year, and you've got the Two of Spades as your, you know, ironically enough, as your long range card this year. It's a union of partnership and work. It's the card of the Aquarian age of cooperation and mutual respect. It signifies that these elements will take on more importance this year. You'll be learning value of cooperation, whether at work or some other place. You can achieve much more in groups than by yourself, and often others hold the keys to our own success. And see how you can achieve more with others than by yourself this year. It also bestows the gift of a keen logical mind. You probably don't want to put up with, you know, a lot of untruth from your friends or associates this year, and it's like sometimes I have a really small circle of friends because we are, as someone described us, brutally honest. And sometimes that's really hard to live with, but it's like I said years ago, it's a lot easier to live with the truth than it is with a lie, because somebody that will tell you the truth, you know, it's like, hey, your slip is showing, or hey, that, you know, that color looks like, you know, not good on you, you know. Those are the people you learn to value because they give you the truth, you know. It's like it's nice if they can learn tact and diplomacy, but, you know, truth is good. let's see, untruth, yeah. And then you can excel at occupations that required detail and precise thinking and evaluation of facts and situations. Some of your keywords is a year of work partnerships and learning the value of cooperation and compromise to get desired results. Sometimes that's hard. It's like compromising. Yeah. Like, but I've got a really great idea. It's like, just do it this way. Just do it my way. And if somebody says, well, I want to add to it, it's like, your Pluto card this year is the Five of Diamonds. And this year, you're going to be challenged by major internal change in your basic value. It's like, and what's interesting is when you hit 45, it's like the years 43 and 44 lead up to your, like what they call your rebirth year at 45. So it's like I'm understanding some of this is like it's you know, getting you kind of prepared for, you know, stuff that's upcoming. And it's like, and that's what they always describe as the, you know, people get the, oh golly, what is the midlife crisis or whatever it is that, you know, people talk about. It's like that's actually what it is, because when you hit 45, your cards are in this exact same position as they were when you were born. So you have the opportunity at age 45 to go back and kind of remake your life based on what you've learned the first 45 years, which is kind of true. Okay. So you got a couple of years coming up here where you're kind of going, yeah, you know, preparation time. But you're going to have some internal changes in your basic value system that is going to result in a lot of important external changes in your life. You might feel changes are forced on you at times, but if you look closer, you notice that you've kind of sort of been wanting those changes for a while, and now your desires are being fulfilled, but still it's not easy to flow all the time during this big transition. If you've never watched the movie The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, or if you have, you know, you'll understand that better. And if you haven't, go watch it, because it's really kind of cool. It's a worthwhile movie and book.
Yeah.
You could change jobs, location of your business, your place of residence, even your primary relationship status under this card's influence. You don't want the same things you wanted earlier. You know, your priorities have shifted. You'll be challenged to follow your inner truth to the extent that you own that you are the one that wants and needs these changes. The process is easier. You know, it's like not blaming other people, going, no, this is me. This is, you know, what I'm doing. This is what I want. It's like it's not nobody's fault. You know, we're not blaming anything. It's just, you know, here's what we're doing.
Right.
To get the complete picture of the change, look at the meaning of your result card and then combine that. Your affirmation, I'm challenged and transformed in making necessary and important changes in my life. My values are changing in order for me to make personal and professional progress. So that's that one. Five of Clubs as your result card. Signals change and transition is in store for you. You may, you know, again, you might move. It's like there's a lot of restlessness with the five, or start a new job by your next birthday. Sense of restlessness and unsettledness is driving you to explore new areas. You might experience a fundamental change in your philosophy of life or the way you think or communicate, and that could be a result of new technology. Your Pluto card will tell you, you know, what we talked about there a few minutes ago. A change is coming that will be a good one that leads you in new directions and provides more and much needed personal freedom. And the affirmation for this one is, I end this year with a new philosophy or way of communicating. I change my life plans in a major way.
Okay.
Let's see. And your environment card this year, your overall, is the Three of Clubs, rewards and blessings this year. I'll be available to you from creative expression, writing, and talking. It's a year to get your ideas across to others with the confidence they'll be well received, and it'd be a great year for you to write the book you've been thinking about. And as they say, everybody has got at least one book inside of you that's just waiting to get out. Any form of creative
okay.
expression will benefit from this influence, diversifying your work efforts, such as working at more than one job or project. And, of course, Aquarius, it's like people always accuse me of saying, yep, you got, you know, seven irons in the fire. It's like, yeah, I know. I've learned to juggle.
Yeah,
always got
me.
Those projects going. Your displacement card this year is your Seven of Hearts. Being associated with the card of unconditional love brings you many opportunities to experience a higher form of love with those who are closest to you in life. Usually you can expect challenges of an emotional or affectional nature as you learn the lessons of letting go and letting others be as they are. However, if you're already loving others without attachment, it could bring you a year of enjoyment and this freedom of giving love to others.
Okay.
It's kind of the overview. It's like, and your Mercury, yeah, your Mercury period began on the 5th, and it's like, yeah, you just got out of Mercury on March 29th, so you're in your Venus period right now. Your direct card, let's see, it was the Nine of Hearts, and a Nine of Hearts kind of sometimes indicates, like, endings and emotional things. And there's also the Ace of Diamonds, which would be an indication of beginning possibly new values or maybe new ways of making money. Where you're in right now is Venus period goes from March 29th to like May 20th, and that's the Jack of Clubs and the Ten of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at those real quick here, just a minute. It's like, because you have several of these, each period goes like for 52 days.
Okay.
To bring good relations with some bright and witty young man for, okay, let's see. It's influence you can have. Desire to associate with those of intelligent wit, and you're very witty, charming, and attractive. Your creative energy is high. You can be successful, use that successfully in many ways. Ten of Clubs in the Venus. You have some really good news or success with people or friends. Social activities with intellectual overtones are emphasized. Success with women, having the right knowledge, open doors, makes many beneficial contacts and friends. It's a card of satisfaction, instant acceptance by others, maybe dealing with intellectual pursuits, friends. Women in particular will be stimulating and fun, so it's like...
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, there's a lot more. We kind of just do the miniature one because we've got other folks waiting here. But really appreciate you calling in. And if you want to, you know, look at more of this, because like I say, we made it to about page 14, and there's 33 pages of this. So
okay.
gave you the highlights. But I'm at Casey. The email is kcbirthcards@gmail.com, or phone number is 719-289-4907. Or call us back here on the show and, you know, tell us how things are going and, you know, get the next piece of the puzzle next go around.
All right. I definitely will. Right, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in today. Okay. And thank you very much, 207, for holding. Really appreciate you.
Oh.
There.
Hi.
Hello.
How are
Who
you?
Who am I talking with today?
My name is Melissa.
Melissa, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I have a birthday coming Friday, so I was born 4-6-6-6.
Oh, wow. A lot of sixes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 4 of 6 of 66. Okay. You're the fire horse. All right. I like horse people. I'm a dog person.
My daughter's a dog. Yeah.
Oh, cool. You have a Tonka. I'm getting old people here today. It's like you're a 2 of spades, your birth card is, and your planetary ruler is a 6 of spades. So let's have a look-see here and get that one clicked in there. Okay, run that one. I know spades because I'm a spade too. So it's like we're called the old people of the deck. It's like we're the old souls and all that good kind of stuff. So it's like people are always going, "Me, can't you lighten up?" It's like I am lightened up. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, you know, I crack jokes. It's like I like funny things. It's like, come on. It's like you're just so serious. It's like not all the time.
And not me either. Sometimes I can be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you're in your double spades. It's like that six, the six of spades. A lot of times the sixes are the cards of like, I hate to say fate. That's not necessarily a good word, but it's like, it's kind of like sometimes in the roadmap of life, it's like there's going to be certain trips you're going to take regardless of what you want to do.
And pack your bags and get ready.
Pack your bags and get ready, exactly.
I'm used to it.
Get on the surfboard and get ready to roll. So.
Yep, I'm ready. I'm used to it now. I wasn't when I was younger. Now I'm like, wow, okay, another one.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Two is like partnership, though. I'm kind of...
Yeah.
My report generator is kind of being slow on me here. It's like, because what I do is I click on these and it's like it gives me like a 35-page report of stuff that's going on. And let's see the one thing I looked at. Let's see 2012. Oh, just a minute. I want to look at one other thing here before I do this. Because you're finishing up. Yeah. Okay. I'm actually gonna look at the year ahead. So it's like because. No, you know what's happened in the year past, so it's like let's take a look.
A challenging year last year.
I bet it was.
Because
what you're coming up on is like you're 45, and it's like 45 is actually called your rebirth year, and it's like this is the year 45 is the year when your cards are in the exact same place that they were the day you were born. So it's for that year. So it's like what it gives you the opportunity to do is like, you know, after the first 45 years on the planet, it kind of goes, okay, you've had 45 years to learn this stuff. It's like now we're going to let you kind of like, you know, you're at the beginning spot again. It's coming, you know, full circle here. And you have the opportunity to remake your life as you want to. So it's like that's kind of, you know, that's kind of what your year of 45 has been about,
yeah.
You know. So it's
yeah.
like, yeah, probably yep. a lot of changes if, you know, it's like
a
you
lot.
Go, yeah, I didn't like that first 45 years as much as I could have. And it's like, maybe I'd like to do this instead. So it's like sometimes a lot of changes. And that's what actually people call what they call the midlife crisis is, you know, that rebirth year is like it shows a lot of things that, you know, I've just seen, you know, people can just totally, like, literally transform themselves. And you go, wow, you were never like this. It's like, yep, you're right. It's like I'm starting over.
Exactly.
It's like, and literally, that's what you do.
That's what it felt like. Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though. I mean,
sometimes not so easy, but, you know.
Yeah. I'd say, well, you know, and change can be hard to live with if you don't look at it. If you can look at change as it's like the year of high school graduation, because that's about what it is. It's like your senior year of high school, and you're getting ready to be, you know, kicked out the door of high school into the big wide world. So it's like as one door closes, another opens, and it's like if you're kind of sitting there going, I'm hanging on and dragging my school desk with me, I don't want to go, it's not going to be a good transition. But if you kind of go, yeah, I'm ready to put on that cap and gown and close that door behind me, it doesn't mean you forget or anything. It just means I've learned a lot there, and I'm ready to go, you know, go forward into doing something else here. Your birth card, though, your two of spades is called the friendship card. And it's a hard work, card of work and partnership and friendship. Twos are also known as fear cards, and that usually is the fear of being alone. Two of spades is no exception. A lot of you go out of your way to keep yourselves in the company of others, and you can be personally hurt when others betray your friendship or trust. The karma card for the Two of Spades, which is the Six of Spades, is one of the most potent of all the karma cards and tells us that the life of the Two of Spades has more of a more faded quality to it than the other cards in the deck do. The same card can cause their lives to get in a rut from time to time and accounts for some challenges in the areas of health at different times in your life. Positive health habits are really essential. Doesn't say important, it says essential for you.
Okay.
And if you can think of, and I've heard this, I always deal in terms of jokes because it says they describe a rut as a grave with the ends kicked out. So you don't want to get in a rut because somebody might fill the holes behind you.
Very true.
Two of Spades location in the Uranus position of the natural spread tells you you've got strong intuitional gifts. However, to access it, you must have a sincere interest in your spiritual side, something that a lot of spades tend to ignore in favor of your strong work and career interests. But you've got strong logical minds with which you can make a good living. But the same logic does not help us in personal relationships. Many are so involved in their work and the power of their logic, they completely avoid the feelings and the situations that test them in that area. It can include avoiding marriage and relationships. You're very congenial, though. You've got success in social situations. But your Three of Hearts Pluto card talks about some doubts and indecisions, both romantically and in general, that can plague you throughout your life. You know, even if you're in a relationship, it's like, you know, people can have those things happen. Overall, you've got an easier life path than a lot and should not allow yourself to become self-indulgent or lazy, and sometimes you can marry into money. If the Two of Spades turns to spirituality, you can be very progressive, dynamic, and instrumental in shaping the world into one of harmony and cooperation. And that's the card truly of the new age of cooperation, brotherly love, the Aquarius age. Some of the Two of Spades issues concerning relationships. You got some of the better marriage karma of all the cards in the deck. However, it usually comes later in life, after you've resolved some of the issues around your indecision or inward fears of being alone. The card's highly logical, and your approach to love often reflects that. You've got good karma from past lives of having given much in a marriage. You receive due payment at some point in this life. There can be long periods of inactivity in your love life, and you have yourself to blame for this. Like, okay, fine. Often it's your own fears or doubts that stop you from initiating new partnerships on a romantic level. But once you're in a relationship, you're faithful and true. You've got lessons to learn that might be more difficult than you realize. Any work done on the emotional side is extremely helpful in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Your Six of Spades is your planetary ruler. Adds a strong, steadying influence to your personality, which can be really good. You tend to create peace in your life, and you wait for things to come your way. Health matters play an important role in your life, as you're probably learning lessons about the result of whatever lifestyle you are leading.
I agree.
Yeah, you don't get away with abuses. You know, if you abuse your body, it's going to turn around and kick you. You have great potential for success, but you got to find ways to get yourself out of the ruts you get into at times in order to achieve it. You may find yourself waiting for something that never quite shows up because you kind of got to take a little more action. It's kind of like I don't know if you've seen the movie of the Secret by Rhonda Byrne.
I have.
Okay, they remember the gal playing volleyball on the beach. It's like, okay, the action she had to take is like, you know, it's like, yeah, you got to take a little bit of action. You do have to get up and play volleyball, and, you know, when they invite you, hey, come along, it's like you have to take the steps and go do that. So it's like it's kind of
another good movie, Still Your Life. That's a good movie. The reason Still Your Life one. Same kind of thing, but shows a little more in depth.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
With a law of attraction, yeah.
Yeah. Your life has a destined quality about it. When you least expect it, something dramatic happens to take you up to the next chapter. And you're going, okay, right. At 46, you got good career influences this year. Because of the position of your birth card, there's opportunities for you to achieve a larger measure, and this is your upcoming one. So it's like this is, you know, completing this one, so upcoming in 46, it's like, you know, you're looking at a larger measure of recognition in your work. Of course, if you're not career business-minded, you know, it's not going to have a lot of effect on you, but if you're trying to get more recognition and a, you know, career, become better known, it's like it's going to be your, in some of those dreams come true. Cards in your birth card you really spread will rise up to the crown line sometime this year, and because of it, people will pay more attention to what you're doing. You could achieve some sort of award or just, you know, be more recognized in whatever your field is. A lot of people receive promotions during years like this. Knowing, you know, how it's going to manifest, it just depends on the nature of your own work or aspirations and what situation you're in, because, you know, everybody's got different situations in life. But knowing that those influences are present, it's to your advantage to put more effort into becoming recognized.
Okay.
And this year you can find your true purpose in life. Because there's, man, it's like everybody today is like, man, hitting the sixes. It's like, you know, you can be either the long-range Pluto result, environment and displacement card, your planetary ruling card. It gives you a special opportunity, but only one if, you know, it's one that's only if you take advantage of it by those who are aware of it. So it's like, be aware that, you know, you've got this opportunity to discover what your true purpose is for your life this year. And some people, you know, search their entire life to discover what their life's about and whether or not they get some special purpose or goal that they're supposed to achieve during their time here. And some never find it because, you know, they just, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason. But because you've got this in this position this year, you've got this opportunity to discover what your purpose is, what you're supposed to be doing. And, of course, it only applies if you want to know. If you're not that interested in knowing, you know, it's like, it'll just be a year of steady progress towards your existing goals. And on the flip side, sixes can be frustrating because they represent what they call static or unchanging conditions in life. It's just it gives us a special ability to perceive that which is usually hidden from our conscious mind. If you listen to your inner voice, you can receive great inspiration and direction when these cards are present. And you've got at least one of those for the entire year.
That's good.
So, yeah. Okay, and we're going to take a look and see where some of those sixes might be. Aha, and this is a year of major completion for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a nine mm-hmm. card in a prominent position. And we know that this will be a year which you achieve an important ending in your life. Again, it's like, you know, look at it as a graduation. And you know, instead of a disappointment going, oh, darn, you know, it's like, look, say,
yeah.
look at the door opening.
Yeah,
and it can be seen as a disappointment if you disregard the true meaning, but in truth they represent graduations from chapters of our life that were important, but now is no longer quite as helpful for our personal growth and development. You know, it's like you got to get out of high school to go to college. What's
mm-hmm.
beautiful about endings is the wonderful freedom we feel after we pass through it and onto our next stage of work and development. Whatever the nature of endings in your life this year, be glad you've reached the point in your development that you're ready to move on to better things in relationships. Where often we get afraid to let go of things that have become familiar. We get in that comfort zone and that rut. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
we're not even able to see that these things are no longer of any real use to us.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the case for you. It's like you're ready to move on. By this time next year, you'll be in an entirely new and better place for your personal and professional development expansion.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got more than one occurrence of a nine, it becomes greater. Okay, so let's look ahead and see what kind of nines you've got here. Your long-range card is the Two of Diamonds, and that's these five that I'm going to work out here are for the whole year. It signifies money and partnerships and deals will be playing a major role in your life this year. Could be standard business partnership or something out of the ordinary. You know, you might open your own business or, you know, be an entrepreneur or something like that. Financial success requires assistance of others this year, so you can expect to have many phone calls, meetings, business deals, achieve working and successful financial arrangements. By letting others guide you and share in the risk, you increase your finances. This card usually brings a great deal of phone calls, letters, email, other communications about money or business, and it's usually considered a favorable year for making more money. Your keywords. And keywords I look at as, these are the things you want to put on a 3x5 index card, tape on your bathroom mirror, and read them every day when you go in.
yeah.
But it's a year of business deals, communications, financial arrangements with others, and money meetings. Okay, so that's number one. Your Queen of Cards this year is your Queen of Hearts. The influence of this depends on your marriage status as you begin this year. Of course, you know, if you're single, you know, this is the concept of getting married is on your mind a lot. And, of course, if you're already married, then you're not going to be looking at that.
26 years.
Or you've never been married or had a bad marriage or
whatever. I've been married for 26 years. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Got but some good stuff. Some of this stuff, yeah.
yep. Okay. let's see if you can examine. So whatever your conflicts are going on, though, if you can examine your internal conflicts about it, it's possible. You're going to resolve some of those if you want. If you're already married and committed relationship, it'd be very challenging for you, where you have to learn how much it takes to create a successful partnership. Because a lot of times, people get, you get that many years in a marriage. It's like it's awesome. It's like my folks are married 60 years, so it's like they got a lot of respect for that. It's like you keep working through a lot of stuff, but it's like also means you do get into those muddy ruts every now and then. It could mean challenges around issues of motherhood with existing children.
That's the one. That's
are you okay?
One. That's the
I guess they probably not a child yet to be born. It's like probably a teenager or just past teens. Queen of Hearts, Pluto, often occurs during years when you want to have a baby. Maybe you're going, I could do better. No. Unfortunately, it's what I did. My oldest one is 27, soon to be 28, and my youngest one is turning 10 on the 7th.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow, that's a big spread.
It's like, I did. I got to that point. I can do better.
yeah. My oldest is 25, and my youngest is 17.
Aha. Okay. It's a 17-year-old. Yeah, that gets hard.
Yep.
That does get hard because they, and what you might think about doing is maybe not today, but maybe call back in another day, and we'll take a look at that child's at their birth
that
card
would be
or whatever.
Awesome.
What's that?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and it's like, and you can also I've also got a thing where I can do like their relationship. It's like, we don't have anybody. Okay, there we go. I might be able to do some of that today here.
Yeah.
Last possible interpretation is that you're indulging in pleasures that may somehow challenge you this year. You have to wrestle with your diet or health or things like that, being things to a more healthful balance. And, okay, can further describe your result card, can describe how marriage or childbirth is challenging. Well, your result card is your Four of Clubs. Okay, but your affirmation for the other one is, for your Pluto card is, I create love, happiness, and pleasure in my life in good measure and in balance with all the other areas of my life. Your result card, the Four of Clubs. Somehow in conjunction with your Pluto card, you're achieving strength and satisfaction in your mind. You make important and necessary changes to achieve this goal, and you'll be successful. You may desire more knowledge or simply more peace of mind. At times, others may see you as stubborn or narrow-minded, but keep your goals in sight, realizing that focus and determination and clarity of purpose build strength of mind. No matter how challenging your Pluto card may be, it guarantees everything will come to a happy and satisfactory conclusion, and you'll end up this year feeling solid and well-organized. And the affirmation for this one is, I achieve stability and satisfaction in my mind and my life this year.
Mm-hmm.
Your environment card is King of Clubs. So you're when you take leadership role in some form of knowledge and be recognized for an accomplishment. Perhaps you're studying a new subject, or you want to master or a new occupation or a new language, whatever. In any event, this card guarantees the ability to become a master of what you learn or do. You could be promoted to a higher position at work, or a position that puts you more responsible, among your peers, anything along that line. And your displacement card, you're displacing the Six of Spades. It's a year of fated events in your life, and one in which you may have to pay for deeds from your past.
what you've sown is about to be reaped.
Good,
because I've had the most challenging last 4 years.
About.
So
let's see, 17, 16, 15, 14. Okay, yes, I can discuss. I know why you've had a challenging past 4 years.
Very, very. So I'm ready to move into all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And I am ready.
It's hard having a teenager in the house. It is. It's like, and especially in this day and age, it just is.
I've
really,
done it three times. Yeah.
I had five.
Five.
We won't go there.
Wow.
Well, I've had three.
You.
I've got three that are grown. I have two. I've got a 12-year-old. I've got a 12-year-old and almost 10-year-old. And the 12-year-old can't wait to be 13. I'm going, I can wait.
I know. I do know. And teenagers are... Well,
yeah.
I think. But my husband always, it was funny, he almost like fated us to have rough
teenagers. What's your husband's birthday?
He is 4/18/63.
Oh, he's also an Aries. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
4/18, let me think. And I know that one. That is, let me think here. Because my son-in-law is also, he happens to be born on the 18th. It's like the
my dad,
guy.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. And he is, let me think here. I believe he's a Three of Diamonds. And it's like Three of Diamonds and Three of Diamonds and Aries. It's like Three of Diamonds people, okay, threes just generically have a lot of indecision, stress, and worry in their life. It's like,
sure.
And a lot of it deals with money, a lot of it deals with their values. So it's like, yeah. Anyway.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. I don't worry about money, and he's so...
Yeah, and diamond people do. It's like, because you're a spade, it's like you don't worry about that. But diamonds, the diamond people, and it was really a funny thing. It's like I said, if you're involved with a diamonds person, you have a price in your head because they always look at things in terms of your value.
It's true. It's really, honestly, honestly true.
Yeah, I know.
And I have no understanding of it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
We don't, because we're the spades. We're the old people of the deck. It's like, what? What are you worried about? Just calm down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like paying bills is like, even like stresses out over paying bills and looks at his paycheck.
I'd be happy to make out those checks and put them in the envelope and mail them for you and be
Yeah. Because
the avoid the stress would be fine.
Yeah. Oh, stamps one up again. It's like, wow, my God. Yeah, he worries about that. What are you usually on?
On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And
okay.
We got some more people that came in. But yeah, call back and let's take a look at your 17-year-old, and it's like, because we've got this. I've got the one for the like the relationships, and it's like it helps to look at your relationship, as a parent and child. It's like, your relationship with that child, and it's like, relationship with your husband, relationship with your. Your husband's relationship with the child. And it's like, and what I can kind of generically say too, if you've never read this, is like Dr. Kevin Limon has a book called The Birth Order Book. And it says the first child reflects the father, the second child reflects the mother, the third child reflects the mother and father's relationship. So it's
I
like
agree.
if you uh-huh. if you look at that in context, it's kind of like, and it's just, it's amazing, you know, with some of the stuff that
it
just
is.
You know, that he, I mean, the guy studied. It's like, it's just, you know, the study of human behavior, and it's like, it's awesome.
The first child reflects the mother or the father?
The father. The first child
that's
reflects the father.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
the second child reflects the mother. That's the one that you're. Well, and ironically enough, and it, I don't know how to put this. It's like in my own family dynamic. It's like
mm-hmm.
my oldest child. I have really good connections. Like I've got like anywhere from 9 to 14 connections with all of my kids except the child that's supposed to reflect me. My second son, and I only have 3 connections. And it was I had to really work at understanding him and loving him. Of course, I had a lot of, you know, aid at my disposal simply because I knew that he was, I had his astrology chart done. It's like he was born on the same day as my mother. So it's like, you know, he and grandma had the same birthday. But he was a true Cancer. He was 2 hours into being a Leo, was very Cancer cusp. And it's like, you know, when he got to be about 16, he had this meltdown. And it's like, you don't even know who I am. So I sat there, I listened to him. And it's like, and then I proceeded to talk to him for 10 minutes, and I said, here's who you are, here's what you are, here's what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. And he sat there, and his mouth dropped open, and his eyes bugged out, and he's going, well, I was then talking, I looked at him and says, how close am I? He goes, well, Mom, he's like, that's exactly what I was like, yeah. It's like, okay, I've lived with you for 16 years, are you kidding me? Come on.
Like, you don't know.
But
yeah,
he had no
my
clue.
Most
like,
challenging relationship is with my oldest daughter, but she's a Pisces, my son is a Leo, and my youngest is a Cancer.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire
and
water. Holy moly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my Pisces daughter and I.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to put her out.
Pisces are hard. It's like, and I mean, that is. That's one of the, I've known several Pisces people, you know, personally, and I'm going, I'm glad I'm Aquarius. That's all I'm going to say. I'm so glad I'm Aquarius.
Yeah.
Because Pisces seem to really have a hard, they have a hard time of it. They really have. And what was it? What was her birthday?
March 17th.
March 17th. Okay, I'll have to. Okay, yeah, give me a call back. And it's like we'll take a look at that.
I'm curious about this whole thing, and I will definitely. I'm going to follow your show so I don't forget.
Cool. Sounds
Thank
good.
You.
What you can also do if you want is my email is caseybirthcards@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You betcha. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Keep us posted. All righty. And thank you for being patient. 646, we're live on the air with Psychic Gone Wild. Area code 646, are you there?
Hi!
Oh, boy. We got a really bad connection there. Are you on a computer? Or... This is, wow. Man, it's like I'm catching about every half of a word. It's like it sounds like you're underwater. It sounds like you're underwater and talking static.
I'm the Superman. You're stupid. Yeah, he is.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm not sure what that is. Okay, let's see. Okay, 646. I got you here, but it's like it sounds like you're on a radio station. 646. Okay, I'm not sure about that. Okay. Well, anyway, it's been a really interesting day here where we've had a lot of people call in, and you know, a lot of you guys have had those the sixes, the static sixes, like the sixes representing, you know, unchanging events and stuff in your life happening. It's like it's really amazing. It's like to me, it's like on these. I don't know whether it's moon influences or, you know, things. It's like if you look at the Farmer's Almanac, that kind of stuff, and or Llewellyn's moon book and that kind of thing. It's like it's really amazing the similarities of callers that we get on different days. And it's like because, you know, and pretty soon people go, it's like, gee, are you know, is everything the same? It's like, no, there's really other cards out there in the deck. It's like it's really, really an amazing thing. So it's like, yeah. All righty. Let me try... Alrighty, yep, 616, yeah, I could never get a clear signal on them. Okay, 913, we're live on the air. 913, area code 913, you're live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. This is Kelly. How are you today? Hello?
What's going on?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Kelly. This is Casey with doing birth cards on Psychics Gone Wild.
Are you a black lady, chance?
No, I'm not. I'm very much, unfortunately, a white girl.
What's going on?
Say that. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Are you on a cell phone? Okay, can't quite tell what you're saying there. Hello?
What's the good news, you fucking radio cockeyed prick? What's the good news? All right, talk to you, all right? Just sit there and like it.
Let's see. Well, I don't know. I'm getting a lot of static. I can't really quite maybe have you try your call back again. It's like I'm not getting a real good connection. I can't quite tell what you're saying there. Try calling us back again.
Yeah. And what the hell though?
Okay. 646. We got you now. Area code 646. Okay, let's see. Let's try. Hello. Okay. Let's see if this 646 is any better.
When the Führer says, we is the master ace.
Okay, not sure of that one. Okay, well. We've got a couple calls from area code 646, and I'm getting music on both of them. Not quite sure what that is there. 646, we're live on the air. Becky's done well. Okay, well, I'm not quite sure what that one is. All righty. All right. Well, anyway, we have some of the announcements and stuff that we need to get through here. It's like... Psychic Jethro with Psychics Gone Wild is offering psychic classes, and one of the things you can do to get the introductory course for that is you email him or go on his site. It's www.jethrosmith.net, and he is offering, I believe the first one is on psychic defense. Let's see, and I believe his email, you can drop him an email at psychicjethro@aol.com. You can also try calling him for a personal reading at 928-284-0437. You can also, at that time, you know, leave a message for him and, you know, tell him you're interested in one of the classes that he's teaching and get hooked up with that. He is on normally on Saturdays. I believe it's Saturday at, I don't know if it's 10, 11, or 12. He just got done moving across the country from California over to Florida, so it's like his time changes really, really messed with a bunch of us who are sitting here in the middle of the country going, well, wait a minute, you were an hour ahead, now you're 2 hours behind. Anyway, 2 hours ahead, now you're an hour behind, I don't know, whatever it is. We also have Sandra Green, and she is one of our psychics on Sunday, and she does her program starts at 3 o'clock. You can get a hold of her at wowsammy@gmail.com. Let's see. There's also Jethro Psychic at JethroPsychic@gmail or PsychicJethro@AOL. And his www.jethrosmith.net. On Mondays, we have Psychic Celeste, and she does readings. It's like a lot of times they tag team. Some of our psychics come on in pairs. Let's see. So that's Monday. Saturday is Jethro. Sunday is Sandra. And then I'm here on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 3. And then Jethro keeps Wednesdays and Fridays open, what he calls the surprise guest moment. So it's like we have some variety on those 2 days. And again, call us at 773-897-6461. Okay, we have a different caller here from 347. 347, we are live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. What can we do for you today?
Hi, I just wanted to get a reading on my financial situation.
Alrighty. Let's see, I need to look at your month, day, and year here that you were born.
Oh, it's 7/9/81.
Okay, 7 July, okay. 9th of 1981. You're young. Don't worry about it. No. OK. Okay, let me get your name. I'm Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. My name is Soraya.
Oh, pretty. Say that again.
Thank you. Soraya.
Soraya. Oh, wow. Like those creative names. Those are cool.
Thank you.
Okay. You are a six of diamonds birth card, and you've got an eight of clubs planetary. Let's see. Planetary ruler. Let's have a look-see at what we got coming up here. It's like, and you are ending this. Well, see, you're not quite in the end of the year. You're kind of... I shouldn't say in the middle of the year. Let's see. What is that? My math skills just deserted me here.
Maybe it's me. I've been shot.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. Because that, yeah, it puts you in the middle. It's like, wow. Sixes are really interesting as a birth card. It's like I have a son who's a six. Of course, he's a six of clubs. But it's like sixes people, it seems like, things happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, regardless of what you plan on for your life, it's like things just happen to you in spite of, you know, your best intentions. So it's kind of like life catches up with you somewhere along the way. It's kind of like, okay, who is the planner of this nightmare? Because.
Exactly. So I'm trying to figure out, what is this? Karma? What did I do? Let me just say sorry right now.
Well,
I'll get blood if it causes it.
On the other hand, it's like this is one of those things where if you ever watched The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, read the book. Okay, yeah. Remember Joe Vitale? It's like, this is a really hard pill to swallow, but it's like, you know, you've manifested everything you brought. It's like, thank you, Joe. We appreciate that. You're right. That's sometimes kind of hard to swallow. It's like, okay, you're right. What did I do? What am I thinking? And how can I change my thoughts, please?
Yes, most definitely.
Wow, now that's interesting. You're talking about finances because your card is called the card of financial responsibility.
<Mm-mm>.
The number of six implies responsibility and karma. The suit of diamonds relates to finances, of course. Six of diamonds people are keenly aware of financial debts and their repayment. This peculiar trait often manifests as sort of a paranoia about having outstanding debts. And the guy who's writing it says, I met six of diamonds that pay their phone and utility bills ahead of time just to feel like they're not in debt. They always have an awareness of who they owe and who owes them on many levels, not just financial. Like all sixes, they receive exactly what they give to others. And during this lifetime, there can be both huge financial losses and gains as their past life accounts are settled. They seem to fall into two categories, those who go out of their way to repay their debts or those who are irresponsible and need to learn to stand on their own two feet. So it's like, and you might be somewhere in the middle of that. It's like he gives, you know, he gives really the flip side. But you can be on that edge of that coin. Thank you. Like all sixes, you can fall into slumps as a result of your inertia, so you kind of need to prod yourself into action every now and again. Once you get going, you can attain most anything you want. There's protection in work and action, not in waiting for the lottery. So,
okay. I never played it.
yeah, as if you kind of like, if you want those diamonds, you need to take that shovel and pail and go out and dig them. Okay. On a deeper level, Six of Diamonds person may be here to help others come into a greater understanding of values. If you accept that what you receive inwardly through your natural intuition, you'll always be happy regardless of the circumstances in your life. If you've discovered your special mission in life, you'll not worry too much about the money you have. These people make great teachers. They're givers and can be entrusted with great responsibility. What you have to give is a clear knowledge of higher values and the discrimination to make better personal choices. You're the keepers of the law. So it's like a lot of responsibility there. Some of the issues concerning relationships, under your tough exterior lies a person who's having a difficult time meeting your needs for affection. There's often deep fears of abandonment that underlie much of what you do in your personal relationships. Until those fears are dealt with directly, you can have a hard time understanding the repeated failures that make up your love life, you know, if that's true or not. They have a highly mental approach to love that can lead you to thinking that they can set up their love life like you would a college curriculum. When your brilliant romantic schemes are being subtly driven by the previously mentioned fears, they backfire. You got to learn to first give yourself the affection you seek from others. Remember this, and here's a big one, Christ's two greatest commandments. You know, love your God first, but you have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You got to love yourself so your cup overflows so you can, you know, give yourself that love, and it's like the wellspring. So it's like, you know, when you're overflowing, it's like others are attracted to you with that. Okay, honesty about your own feelings and emotions can bring you the information you need to make better assessments of your relationship problems. You need to practice being honest to yourself and others. Don't fall into creatively talking yourself in and out of situations while avoiding your true feelings. Six of Diamonds karmic pattern usually involves one major divorce or separation, which transforms your life and teaches you about yourself. Ruling card, planetary ruler. Eight of Clubs is your planetary ruler. Gives you a great deal of mental power, adds a bearing of power to your entire personality. The mental aspects give you ability to tackle enormous feats that require concentration and organization. Many with this card end up in professions where these traits are requirements, such as law, writing, research, management. You're probably good with people, especially in your work. You tend to attract powerful partners on a personal level, and you may find you get into power struggles with them. Your attitudes and principles of life are very fixed in some areas, which gives blessings and problems. There's always, you know, that flip side of the coin. They make you dependable, but sometimes hard to change. Okay, let's kind of see what's upcoming here. Your long range. You got a Three of Hearts as your long range card, and that's been going on this year. Okay, yeah, since July. So we August, September, October, December, January, February, March, April. Yeah, wow, you're 8 months into this, so it's like I'll have to look at the period that you're in there. This year, you've got a desire to learn about love and intimate relationships and friendships, mostly through experimentation. Your mind is involved with your heart matters, and you can expect many changes in romantic areas. This will likely be the cause of many different experiences with love and friendships. If you're in a position to be wanting a new relationship, this will be a year filled with variety. It means you're likely to have more than one person to love at different times of the year. It often comes up in people's spreads who are just getting back into relationships after a time of being without one, not sure what your, you know, situation is here. You often need a year or so to get familiar with who's available and discover what they truly are looking for. There can be times of confusion and indecision, but these are just a part of the process of getting enough information to make an informed decision. If you're not looking for a new relationship, it can indicate meeting new, interesting people this year, having some prolonged element of indecision in an existing love situation, or sometimes the Three of Hearts can mean fears about not getting enough love. If that's the case, you might be able to see that it's your own indecision or uncertainty about commitment that's the root of your worries. Your keywords, and it's like these are the ones I say, you know, tape these, you know, write these on a 3x5 index card and tape them to your bathroom mirror and read them kind of daily. But this is a year of experimentation, love and friendships, and indecision in these areas I'm learning about, you know, love or sex. Your Pluto card this year, Eight of Spades, you put before yourself a big challenge, and it may be related to work or health or just having more strength of will in general. Whatever the case, you will have to make some positive changes in your life in order to achieve the goal, and it will not always be easy. Perhaps your health hasn't been what you'd like to be, or you want to begin a program of exercise, a good diet to get back, you know, your strong constitution, or you might want more success in work or a promotion to a higher level of responsibility. Whatever your goals are for this year, your inner power and determination are absolute requirements for your success. Your result card, okay, further describes this power you seek or point to someone who is closely associated with that. The affirmation is, I create radiant health and success in my work through harnessing my unlimited willpower and aligning my will with the will of the universe or with God's will. Your result card, the Seven of Clubs as a result card, means you learn to let go of self-defeating patterns of thinking and communicating. To overcome the challenges you face this year, you need to adopt a more positive attitude or new set of beliefs. You might be just learning or sharing spiritual wisdom, or perhaps someone or something reminds you that, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he, or as a woman thinketh, so is she. Your Pluto card gives you more information about the new positive spiritual consciousness that you achieve. And this affirmation is, I raise my consciousness to more positive, uplifting thoughts and belief. I spiritualize my thinking. Your environment card, and these, the ones that I'm going over here, are the major ones that affect you, like, for the whole year. There's different areas, like, you know, during the year, it's like there's, from the time your birthday starts, you know, every 52 days, like, just like the 52 cards in the deck, it's like every 52 days you change. You started at Mercury, you go to Venus, different things like that. So it's like, but these, the ones I'm reading here, are the ones that affect you for, like, the whole year. Let's see, this is a year, Ace of Hearts is the environment card. This is a year when new beginnings in the area of personal relationships will bring new rewards and blessings to you. Whether you start a new love affair or bring a new child into the world, you know, or midwife or your own, it's a time for you to discover just what helps you love yourself the most. It's likely to be a year of joy and pleasure, and the focus will be on you, your needs, attracting to you other people that will fill you on the deepest levels. Your displacement. You're displacing the Five of Diamonds this year. It'll probably be a year when you feel restless, somewhat dissatisfied with some areas of your life. It's a card of a change in values. When your values change, you could see many other important changes in your life as a result. You could change jobs, do traveling, find yourself branching out in different romantic directions. You may not settle in one particular direction until this year is over and the transition is complete. So it's like, you may be looking into July. So let's see. And some of the periods you've been through already, you've been in through Mercury. Mercury was July kind of through August 30th. And Venus started August 30th through October 21st. Mars was October 21st through December 12th. Jupiter was December 12th through February 3rd. Let's see, and you just finished up. Oh, wow, this is why your Saturn period was from, and that's always a hard one. Jupiter is like, you know, your good luck period, and it's the happy-go-lucky one. Saturn is like the hardest things and hardest transitions that will happen in your year. And that
oh,
yes, February
3rd. I'm really on that.
Yeah, that was like February 3rd to March 27th, so it's like hopefully that'll be lightening up a little bit. You just got into your Uranus period, which started on the 27th of March and is going to go through May 18th, and then your Neptune goes from May 18th to the end of your until your next birthday. So, but your year's finishing up, it's like you've had, it shows, and you've had a lot of transitions. And your Mercury, you had two of clubs and a King of Diamonds, so you had some opportunities there with partnerships, you know, learning. And a King of Diamonds is usually like, with business or, you know, can be a mentor of some sort. But learning, you know, again, learning values and learning to master those things. Venus, your loving period, was the Ten of Diamonds and Eight of Clubs. Mars was Nine of Clubs and Ace of Clubs. Jupiter was tricky. It's like that was Jack of Clubs and Four of Diamonds, and it's like that could have been Four of Diamonds and Jupiter is usually really good. It could have been a good era there. But your Saturn period you just got out of was a Five of Hearts, and a lot of times they call that the divorce card. It's like it can indicate, you know, it can indicate travel, or it can indicate, you know, there's going to be a split of some sort, or, you know, something major transition happens. And at the same time, you've also got this Two of Diamonds in that Saturn that just occurred. And so it's like, you know, you may not want the divorce. It's like, you know, you still want to be, you know, you still want to be in that partnership, and it's like, and it's about those values. But your Uranus period that you get into, you've got a Queen of Diamonds and a Queen of Clubs. And it's like, those are really not too powerful ladies there. It's like, that you've got coming into that. I'm just going to take a look at that, what's coming up for you right now. It's an excellent influence for financial success, involving either real estate or using psychic gifts. Your business acumen is strong right now, so use it to develop effective ways to market your products and services. Unexpected gains are possible. At the same time, watch your tendency to, you know, go on impulsive spending sprees. You know, so if you don't have it, don't spend it. The downside that's the downside of that powerful card. Any women of the diamond suit may seem to be somewhat unpredictable during this period, to a lesser extent for the entire year. To ensure success in relationships with them, it'd be best to just step back and, you know, let people do what they need to do. A good friendship comes from unconditional love and acceptance. Your vertical card, the Queen of Clubs and Uranus, it's a very psychic and creative influence, bestows a lot of success in almost any field. Mindset, creativity, and intuition can be applied. Many ideas and lots of information will just seem to appear in your mind, and a lot of these could just be, you know, very helpful. Maybe just like keep like a little journal or a diary, something like that. Just kind of jot your ideas down day to day. It can be very helpful in your work or personal life. You might seem to be more impatient than usual, and you need to be careful while driving. In general, it's a productive and delightful period of mental success. Again, any women in the club suits that you know, of course, if you don't know their birthdays, it's hard to figure that one, but it can be some unpredictable things. So to ensure your success in relationships with them, it's just, you know, again, step back and let people do what they're going to do, you know, and again, that good friendship comes in unconditional love and acceptance. So you got some stuff coming. You got some really... in the next 52 days, you know, you just kind of started this, so it's like, it looks, you know, right now, it's just, you've got excellent influence for financial success and, you know, doing some stuff. So if you've been thinking about doing, you know, like a home business or a home-based business or, you know, starting something like that, it's like, be a good time, or if you're already, in a job, something like that,
No, I'm not, currently... I mean, you've been on point with everything.
Like, I have been in transition. I moved somewhere where I do not think I'm in the right
spot,
location.
Geographically. Okay. You know what? And if you have the opportunity to, I would say call back. Call this line because Psychic Jethro is, he's like a, kind of our main guy. He is on Saturdays, and I believe, I can't remember. I can't remember if it's like, he's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, noon, something like that. He's sometime in the morning. But he is really good with different, you know, different aspects. He's got very cool gifts. And it's like,
okay.
He can help people with their geographic, you know, like geographic stuff and kind of going, you know, yeah, you know, you are where you're supposed to be. Or, you know, in this case, it's like, and you've got some good psychic gifts yourself. So it's like, you know, if your gut feeling is, I don't feel like I'm in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time. And my thing is, put some prayer into it. You know, it's like, you know, open your Bible and
right.
kind of, you know, read them. I do, you know, what they call, I guess, Bibleology. It's like, you know, I'll say a prayer and open and say, okay, God, what you got to tell me today? So,
right.
you know, if you're kind of there, it's like, do that. But, you know, give him a call back because he does really, I've known him for years, and it's like, we call him the Baptist psychic because he's very, very Christian, very spiritual person, and very,
okay.
you know, understands that his gifts are from God and, you know, where they're at. So it's like, you know, none of us work on that on the other side of the fence. We're all working in God's court. So.
Exactly.
So, I guess I'm hoping that helps a little bit, but it's like give him a call back and keep in touch with us, and we'll see if we can get you orientated to. I'm kind of going through the same thing too. It's like I'm kind of bouncing around. He did a reading for me recently. It's like it's hard for him to read me because we've known each other for so long. But he says, you know, says your life looks like a bumper car ride right now. I'm like going, yep,
yeah.
It is. Sometimes you just kind of go through that and you go, okay, let's hope there's a lot of inflation on the bumper cars, man.
Uh-huh. Most definitely. Well, thank you very much. And
yeah, you know, and all I can say is, you know, keep treading water. It's like, keep your chin up, keep your life jacket on. It's like, and call us back. It's like, because sometimes he's not on other days. It's like, I'm never sure who's going to be on Wednesdays. I'm on again Thursdays. It's like, a lot of times he'll check on me for about, you know, 5-10 minute shots at a time, go, everything going good? It's like, yep, you know, it's like, oh, I'm doing other stuff. It's like, okay, cool. But I know he's
okay.
on Saturdays because that's his main time. So it's like, call us back on Saturday and then check
I
in.
I truly will.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. Good day to you, too. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye. All righty. Let's see. And we've got 212, and thank you for being patient and holding with us there. We've got.
Oh, hello. Thank
hello.
You for the call.
The downside is we got like 4 minutes left, so I'm going to try to do this really, really quick. And it's like,
wow.
On the flip side, it's like we'll do what we can in 4 minutes. And it's like I'm back here on Thursdays at 1 o'clock also, and we've also got psychics here pretty much every day of the week. I'm not sure who's on Wednesdays, but I know Jethro's on Saturday, and Sandra Green is on Sundays, and Celeste's on Monday. So it's like, but somebody's here every day.
Well, okay, that's refreshing to know.
So what is your month, day, and year of birth?
Okay, March 29th, 1950.
March
29th. Yeah, I'm the old one.
29 of 1950. Okay.
Yeah, just passed.
Yep, yep. All right. Well, that's a good time. I mean, that's a good time of the year to do this because what I do is like done kind of on a yearly basis. So it's like this is really an excellent time to start you out. Oh, wow. You're a seven of clubs. Birth card, and you've got a Jack of Clubs, planetary ruler. Holy moly! All right, I know the sevens. A lot of times, you know, you guys have a spiritual mission in life. don't know whether it's a good way to say that, but it's like you're the people where it's like, to thine own self be true and look to God a lot. But clubs are people who you've got fine minds. You know, you're called the scholars of the deck. You know, most anything that you set your mind to, it's like you can learn, you know, just from persistence, if nothing else, you know, it's like, and a lot of times you find it really, really easy to, really easy to learn stuff too.
Depends.
Jax. And Jax is, and it's like, well, and I'll ask this, is there anything in particular you wanted to focus on here?
Yeah, I guess my home, I have this, I believe my neighbors are plotting to try to get me out. It's a co-op building, and They're big.
Boy.
Yeah, and they're... So I wonder if you see anything about that, and am I going to be safe here?
Okay. All righty. Well, we'll see if we can pull any of that out here. And it's like, and what I might suggest too is, because I, like I said, I know we're going to run out of time. It's about to tell me we have 60 seconds left here. Doggone it. I'm here on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1, and then the same number, the 773-897-6461. Guy we call Psychic Jethro. He is really amazing. He's got he's on Saturday mornings. He does the free readings. He's also got a website. He's at www.jethrosmith.net. 90 seconds. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Here we go. Okay. Let's see here. Yep. Okay. You're the card of spiritual knowledge. It's up to you to manifest your spirituality and turn negativity into accomplishment. That's the biggest challenge for Seven of Clubs people. A lot of times you have worry, doubt, and pessimism. Okay, so some of this may just be coming from, you know, it's like 60 seconds. Okay, fine. But let's see. Okay, you got a lot of inherent inspiration and insight, but if you don't follow it, that Saturn influence is the, what they call the great teacher, you know, influence. It can be can bring you despair and depression. So kind of like watch that. You got a power to overcome your problems if you want to. You can even attain fame and recognition you desire, but you need to apply yourself. You could have had large sums of money at different times in your life. Relationships. I'm going to kind of look at relationships because this would speak to some of the people that...
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. Doggone it. Okay, we are going to be cut off in like 10 seconds here. Go ahead and call us back. My email is kcbirthcards@gmail.com. Darn it. And my I'm at 719-289-4907. Get a hold of that jethrosmith.net. It's www. Or call him back, and he's on Saturdays. So I was like, thank you for calling in. Darn it, I'm sorry we ran out of time. But look forward to seeing you again, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much. It's like, I really apologize. It's like, yeah, we had a busy day today.
Anything until they cut the phone off?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's what they're doing.
They're going to beat my neighbors account and prevail. Do you see anything about that? Or will I prevail?
Oh, now say that again. They cut your phone off?
No. I was just thinking maybe you could say a little more until the phone cuts off.
Cuts off. What it does is it kicks us into overtime, and it charges the radio station charges us extra for going overtime.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I bad.
Right. You know what? I'll tell you what. Call me back. If you want to call back real quick, and we'll talk this off air, call me back at 719-391-5033, and I'll just kind of do some stuff with you here in the next few minutes, okay? So call me back at that one right now, and it's like I've got your stuff up here.
Thank you so much. Will
yeah,
do.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Hey. Hi.
Okay, here we go. Okay, yeah. Yes. Boy, did I... Yep, okay. We got to end that. Okay, end episode, yep. End the episode. Okay, here we are. Okay, yeehaw. Help and log out. Okay, there we are. Okay, log out. There we are. Okay.